Well, Anonymous, it's interesting you bringing up trades in the Job Corps, because somebody that's been talking about trades and careers and alternatives to college has been, and I appreciate it, Anonymous, thank you, is the congressman who wants to come back home from Washington to be the next governor of Indiana, the Republican candidate, Mike Pence, who was down in Johnson County making a major announcement that a lot of our callers over these years have talked about. But every time, Mike Pence, I get with all these educators and think tanks, they always talk of college ready, college ready, college ready. And I raise my hand and say, what about vocational? And they say, sit down, kid. Anyway, we welcome to the microphone. Mike Pence, you have raised something that a lot of Hoosiers have talked about, but the powers that be have kind of played it off. Welcome.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Amos, and thanks for your leadership on this issue. In fact, at the press conference that we had at Central 9 Career Center, which is in Greenwood, but it actually services eight different schools, including a couple in Marion County. The conference that we had included a local entrepreneur from Indianapolis, African-American leader named Gary Hobbs, who runs BWI Contractors. He's working with Arlington High School in a vocational program that has engaged high school students, teaching them the skills to get out on a work site. He's a man of integrity. He's innovative. What I want to do, what we're proposing to do today, is to create regional councils all around the state of Indiana. I call them Indiana Works Councils, that would bring businesses and schools together to help design the curriculum in the school if students want to graduate from high school and go right into the workforce. We have a technical skills program, but only 1% of our kids are graduating with a technical skills degree. And so today we just said, look, we can do a better job working with businesses, small and large, in the city and on the farm, to design curriculum on a region-by-region basis to make sure that our schools are giving our kids the best education they can get, whether they're college-bound or whether they're headed for the workplace.
I think you also talked about, I didn't see it in the statement your office sent me, but I read it on one of the tweets, about like a Core 40 career diploma. Did that tweet get it right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have Core 40 right now, and that wouldn't change. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, you can get a Core 40 technical degree with honors, but less than 1% of our kids right. are doing that, even though Indiana, here's a number for you, and it supports the point you've been making for years, Amos. Indiana has the third highest number of adults with a high school degree only as a percentage of our population than any state in the union. Third highest state in the union of the number of adults who just have a high school diploma in the workforce. And so, you know, we've just got to do a better job if Hoosiers are choosing to graduate from high school and go into the workforce. We've got to do a better job making sure that those that choose to do that can get the skills they need, in some cases the certifications they need, to go right into that work environment, whether that's in healthcare, whether that's on a job site, whether that's in a factory. And you know, it's happening a bit in pockets around the state. Our proposal today would challenge every region of the state to develop a curriculum that'll make sense for the kids in their area who are interested in getting the technical training, the career training, and get that Core 40 career diploma to do it.
Is it going to be difficult to get some educators to go back to college? Yes, and technical and vocational in their mindset? Because really, when I talk to educators, it's college, 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 because I think the big businesses, and no disrespect to the businesses that stood with you today at this event, but most of the business community that I hear is saying college. They just started talking about career ready. They've been the ones that have been yelling at Hoosiers saying college, 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 and we're pouring all of these resources into our four-year colleges. And luckily we're plowing in great resources to Ivy Tech and to Vincennes to create a community college system. But does the business community also got to learn that they've got to do two tracks now?
Oh, I guarantee it. I mean, as I've been traveling around the state of Indiana for the last 12 months, I can tell you there is a skills gap in Indiana. You know, we have still, you know, high unemployment in Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone down a little bit recently. It's still high unemployment. 250,000 Hoosiers are out of work. And so if you're out there, when you hit the road and you start talking to businesses, what you expect to hear is we're not hiring. But more often than not, what you hear is we can't find people who are qualified and have the background, the education, and the skills to fill the jobs that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is this skills gap, and I'm just saying the way to fill that is from the bottom up. You know, quite frankly, the curriculum that's going to make sense in Marion County is going to be different than the curriculum that's going to make sense in Evansville, the curriculum that's going to make sense in Gary. What I want to do is have a partnership between business interests and educators to write that curriculum and make it possible for kids to start on success, whether success means college bound or whether success means going right into the workplace.
Congressman, when I read the text of your speech Saturday, when I first saw the tweet when you talked about vocational education, I first didn't believe that. I know the person that sent the tweet, and I know she's very, very accurate. My eyebrow went up, and I said, "Mike said that?" And then when I saw the when I saw the transcript of you not only talking about this, and not only talking about the good things that are going on in Indiana, you pointed out some of the shortcomings in Indiana: the 250,000 out of work, 1,000,000 without proper skills, the fact that we must do better with our sixth graders in passing science and math in this state. And somebody told me that was at the convention, because there's no, I haven't seen the video yet of your speech, that when you talked about vocational education, that got like a huge response from the delegates.
Yeah, it really did. And in fact, it got a reasonably respectable standing ovation. You know, I would say several hundred people got on their feet. But I wasn't surprised by that.
Okay.
I mean, the reason that your show is so popular is because you're talking to people every day. You know where people are at, where they're living, and what the issues are. You know, after traveling the state for a year, I this is our first major policy proposal this afternoon, and you're my first radio interview about it. And I just thought, the number one issue out there today has to do with making sure that we've got the best educated and the best skilled workforce in America. And we just got to get our public schools working for all of our futures, for all of our kids. I mean, I'm a champion of school choice. I believe we've made great progress in making sure that wherever you start in life, you're going to be given the same choices that every Hoosier has to choose a public or private or charter school. But now I'm saying at the other end of the process, we need to make sure that our young people have the broadest range of education for the career that they choose. Nobody's saying anybody can't go to college or, I happen to believe that we all have God-given abilities and God-given gifts. And you know, there some people, college-bound is absolutely the way to go. Other people can go make a great living and maybe own a business of their own someday by starting working in a skilled trade, starting working in a factory environment, and we need to get back to affirming that, celebrating that. I said today, all honest work is honorable work.
Mike Pence, two quick questions. I did not realize that your better half of 27 years has been a classroom teacher. What have you learned from her about how do we re-engage parents in schools?
Yeah.
One of the biggest things is I got callers that want to lambaste parents up one street and down the other. What have you learned from your better half? How can we re-engage parents?
Yeah, thanks for mentioning Karen. Yeah, she's spent her entire career as a classroom teacher. She's taught art part-time the last few years. She taught in, Franklin Township and Washington Township Elementary School. And she said that she, you know, it's all about the success of kids is so dependent on the most important people of their life being engaged and being active. I happen to believe school choice is a big answer to that.
Right.
I think that empowering parents regardless of, their income or ability, to pay, empowering parents to choose where their kids go to school, public, charter, public or private, is a way of saying to parents, you matter, you're in charge, Now, middle class, upper middle class, wealthy families have always had that choice. But now all of our families have that choice, and making sure that program works, making sure we roll. I think we got 4,000 enrolled in it now, making sure that every child, every family that's eligible for those scholarships takes advantage of them, and that's working. I honestly believe, and Karen would affirm, that's a pathway toward empowering parents and getting parents engaged. Also, a lot of times parents choose the public school or the charter school or private school that's closest to their home.
Mm-hmm.
And that also contributes to their ability to be involved and engaged.
One final thing, Mike Pence, it is summer festival season where candidates for governor will be everywhere. Have you ever been to Indiana Black Expo?
You know, we were just talking about that the other day, about plans to make it out to Black Expo. I really look forward to it. I believe that, back when I was, you know, making the big bucks in radio like you are now.
Yeah, right.
I think we broadcast from Black Expo, or we interviewed people that were in town for Black Expo, and I went through there, but it is a great, great tradition, in the Hoosier State. It's one that I look forward, to being present for, visiting, but if I'm given any opportunity to participate, I would certainly.
Well, now, if I have to send a letter to Speaker Boehner asking on behalf of 700,000 African American Hoosiers that he let you out of work Expo week to come home and slide through, I'm willing to write the letter to the Speaker now.
Well, we've been through there before, and Indianapolis has an awful lot to be proud of as the home of Black Expo, and it's really, as you know, really become an enormously important event on the national stage, and has great history and tradition to it. And I look forward to being out there and hopefully seeing you when I'm out there, Amos.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And see, the other side has been saying, when is Mike Pence going to talk about the issues? Well, he started talking about them today, and you got other stuff planned.
Yeah, we do. You know, this weekend, and I'd be honored to have you look at that speech or read it. I'm flattered that you followed our remarks. This weekend, what we did was lay out a vision. We laid out what we thought are the six goals, priorities, for the next administration. And then, starting today and just about weekly for the rest of the summer, we're going to be offering, proposals for how we think we move, Indiana from good to great, how we make Indiana the state that works. But I really believe, you know, and you're right on it. You've been on it for years on this issue. I really believe bringing career, technical, and vocational education back as a priority in every high school in Indiana is the right place to start to build that better future.
Mike Pence is the Republican candidate for governor of Indiana. Thanks very much for being with us. We'll see you at Expo and down the road.